White, Lodi, Wisconsin, June 22, 1874. Dear husband, we enter upon the last day of the meeting. With one or two exceptions, everything has moved off perfectly well. The conference has responded to every effort that has been made in their behalf. They express their gratitude to you and to California brethren in consenting to let me come to them. I have had a clear testimony for the brethren. I have specified Brother Thurston in an especial manner. Also, Brother Sanborn, and Brethren Pratt, and Olds, and Bartholf. All these have peculiar traits of character which unfit them for responsible positions unless corrected. All responded with a good spirit. I hope that they will see where they have defects and set about the work to correct them. I fear that Brother Sanborn does not realize where his deficiencies in the past have been and will be in danger of making the same mistakes in the future. We shall say some plain things this morning. Yesterday morning, I read some things I had partially written out in regard to the names mentioned. Brother Thurston is not broad in his ideas and thorough in his labors. A lax state of things exists as the result. He has not a correct, sound view of Bible holiness. Methodist sanctification has so molded his Christian experience that it is mixed in like spice all through his efforts. He has original views and plans that he wishes to carry out, instead of adopting the plan and the method devised. He fails in several particulars. Brother Pratt is qualified in many respects to fill positions of usefulness. He will put things through, while at the same time he is not careful enough. He will be in danger of pressing things, being harsh, overbearing, and rough. He needs to cultivate humility and courtesy. He will be in danger of repulsing and setting back souls through lack of tenderness and carefulness in dealing with them. Brother Olds is too independent and impulsive. He gets excited. He has a dignity he wishes to maintain. His views are too narrow, too selfish, not broad and extensive. He would narrow down the work to his ideas and would not nobly and unselfishly work for the prosperity and advancement of the cause of God. All these men were having some position in the cause of God and leaving their special influence to mold matters according to their peculiar temperaments. After breakfast, we have to take up Brother Sanborn's case and speak plainly. May the Lord help us to move with wisdom. There was great need of my labor and testimony in these meetings. 8 o'clock meeting is over. We have made a call for the mission upon the Pacific coast. Since writing the above, I learn that in this call, this conference has raised $2,427.65. They have done well. We had no other interest up. We made this the one thing. Now the bell sounds, and I must take up Brother Sanborn's case. I hope to do my duty humbly and faithfully in the fear of God. Sabbath, I spoke in the forenoon, and spoke shortly in the meetings held afterwards. Sunday forenoon, I spoke with great freedom to about 1,500 people upon the ground. My subject was overcoming upon the point of appetite. In the afternoon, Brother Haskell spoke with great clearness upon the Sabbath and coming of the Lord. Brother Haskell is an excellent laborer. He is very clear and presents the truth in an acceptable manner. I never thought so much of his gift before. In the evening, I spoke again to about 1,500 people. The people appeared to be chained to their seats. All were earnestly attentive. I was very free. I had complete victory in the Lord. Afternoon. I have done my dreaded duty in talking to the conference. I spoke 1 hour upon the reasons why the Wisconsin Conference has been waiting because of Brother Sanborn's course more than any other reason. When he saw the people were bewildered, He did not feel that he was the cause of it and begin to scourge himself, but he began to whip the church. The very stripes he needed himself. I told him he had no duty to go among the churches, for they were in advance of him, and he needed to keep out of their way and not leave them to stumble over him. A good and healthy state is now existing in this conference. God is working to strengthen and bless the members of this conference. It is impossible for me to write much. It has been exceedingly oppressive. The sweat runs down my face from morning till night, very much like it would on a man mowing. I feel so thankful that you are not here. I had much rather spend the winter in the East than the summer. I think this weather would take the life out of you. The cause is onward. I am free in the Lord, and I will trust in Him. I hope that you will be free and will not let the suggestions of the enemy afflict you. God will sustain you and bless you. Only look up and away from the boisterous waves that look dark and dangerous. I do not mean to let things trouble and perplex me. I mean to believe that God loves me and accepts my labors till I know to the contrary. There are so many believers and unbelievers calling upon me. I hardly know what I write you. Ellen.